When the manifestation has to come forth.
Alright.
So you know what? I can puff my chest out.
Well.
I can stand like I got this, because I already know that grace and mercy is on the side of me. The Holy Ghost is in me. God is all around me. And my big brother Jesus got my back.
Amen. Well. Amen. That's true.
So he said, I'm more than a conqueror. So basically what you're saying in your word today, Jesus, is not only am I a winner, not only am I a warrior that already did this, catch on to the vision. Catch on to the vision. I already did this. I already won the war. I already beat this fight.
Right.
I'm more than that.
Well.
Somebody should have said hallelujah right then.
Amen.
See, we get too caught up in the frivolous. We get too caught up in the fluff. We get too caught up in what we're seeing, forgetting just what God has already done for you.
Amen.
God didn't help us from cancer.
Yep.
God didn't help us from AIDS. God didn't help us from diabetes. God didn't help us from kidney disease. And we done forgot that he's already did these big things.
Yep. Right. Yep.
And then we get to a point where we done just stubbed our toe and we forgot what God could do. I am not saying what you're going through is not a hard thing. Because one thing I do know, one thing I know, Sister Christine, when you're in a dark place, when you're in a weak place, when you're in a place where you feel like you're all by yourself and you can't feel Jesus, you can't see Jesus, you can't hear Jesus, the little things is what knocks you over. But see, what we need to understand is we don't need another blessing. We don't need God to do another thing for us because he's already done it. What we need to do is get over our amnesia and remember that God was there all the time.
Amen.
Never left you, never forsaken you. We got family members that ain't family.
Right.
True. I said what's that.
Right.
We got so-called friends. Can I just stay on that one for a minute?
Yep.
So-called friends.
That's right.
That'll say in a minute.
I'll be there. I got your back.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
We got folks with a whole lot of mouth.
Yep.
They want to sit up here and act like you got some smoke. You ain't got no smoke. You ain't got no fire because you a punk too. Shut your mouth. If you ain't going to do what you say you're going to do, shut up.
That's right.
I said, period. But God, and I'm almost done, and it's probably the shortest time I've ever been up here. Y'all know I go 30, 45 minutes an hour. Good to go
back to
what
the Lord told you to do.
Right.
When God said, when God's there, when you understand just what the word is saying, and you can't take, go ahead, my brother, half of the scripture. Let me put that to you. Let me say it again. You can't just take half the scripture, brother. All more than a conqueror, you think that is going to get you through. That's not enough. You got to take the whole thing.
Amen.
I'm more than a conqueror through who?
Right, that's
Stephanie. So it was only Sister Stephanie that read the Bible.
I was paying attention.
I'm more than a conqueror through who?
Christ that strengthens me.
All right, so that's Sister Christine and that's Sister Stephanie that heard the word. I'm more than a conqueror through who?
Christ that strengthens me.
All right. That means something else got to happen when you say I'm more than a conqueror.
You're
right. It means you got to let go and let God.
That's right.
It means that you got to get out the way.
Yep.
You got to have a memory. You can't sit up here and stay in your amnesia. But you got to let God do what God is going to do. Amen. You're going to have to accept that God's going to do it in his own time. And you can't worry about how fast you think you want it done or how slow you think he's coming. Understand that he was dead before you got there, and that he was taking care of it before you got there. That it was already fixed before a situation already happened. See, that's the problem. We get too messed up thinking we had this in control. Because I'm God, I'm so grown, and I can do it. You can't do nothing.
Amen.
I can do all things
through Christ.
I can do all things through Christ.
Yes. That strengthens.
That strengthens me.
Yes.
See, I don't need any muscles.
Right. No.
I don't need your backup.
Right.
See, I understand. I got some pit bulls behind me.
Sure.
I got some folks that's got my back, even when I don't want them to act a fool. I got some folks that's gonna take it there. But understand, in spite of my pit bulls, in spite of my warriors, they still can't do it like Jesus.
Amen.
See, they still ain't got it like Jesus. And he said, I was just waiting for you to say, come in. I was just waiting for you to tell me to take control. I was just waiting for you to remember that you could do all things through Christ.
That's gripping.
Yeah. That's strengthening.
See that? You better go and preach.
Glory to God.
Glory.
I'm finished, y'all.
Well, drop the mic.
And walk away.
Drop the mic. But you better understand what you can do.
Amen.
Yep. And you better understand how you can get done.
Yep.
Open up your book. And not just on Sunday.
Yep.
Open up your book. Get a relationship with your Bible.
Because
see, it's going to come a time when you won't have a Bible to look at. It's going to come a time when you can't find your phone for your app. It's going to come a time you won't look and feel like you can't find Jesus. But as long as it's written on the tablets of your heart, the word will come forth. I said it before, I said it again. What's in you will come out in you. Somebody ain't quite catch that. What's in you will come out in you. When the word's in you, you can't help but let the word out. So those times you want to go on, and those times when you want to cuss them out, and those times when you want to fight, and those times when you want to throw hands, those times when you want to give up, those times when you're ready to just walk away, those times when you want to say forget Jesus, those times
when
you better understand that he got you. That he's already fixed it.